This year should be a special source for Avi Mor and Imi Moras Yishe Yechiu. Inishmas Moras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Reb Alexander Zisha, Ben Reb Yosef, and the Gemara in Brachot Neflam and Amba Af Amar Aleph says Yochel Adam Yispal Adam Kol Hayom Kulo. For I'm a Furish Al Dinei Daniel. I might think that a person should daven all day, not at specific times. No, in Daniel we see not to do that. He daven three times a day, no more. Yachol Yehe Kolon Ka'achas, we're skipping a little bit in the Gemara. I might think you should daven all three at once. Kram Furishai Dei David, no, Erevok of Etzaraim. Morning, a night, morning and afternoon. I have daven three different times. Yachol Yishal and Tzrach Abarkach Yispalil. I might think that a person should ask for what he needs. In other words, the middle brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, v'achach yispalel, and then daven, meaning praise Hashem, the first three brachas. Where it says no, k'ram furishai de shalom, Shlomo tells us not like that. Shmuel arina v'la tefila, rina zot tefila, in other words, a shevach of Hashem, and tefila is bakosha. So first rina, first you praise, and then you have bakosha. Rashi says, Yachol Yishal Tzrachov, Kagon Brachas Datachonin Ad Shamei Tefillah. That's what the Sheila Tzrachov is, the 13 middle brachas. Vakach Yispalel, Shalosh Brachas are shown us, the first three brachas of praise. Rina Zu Tefillah is a Shevach. Bakasha is Sheila Tzrachov. So it's Mefurish, according to Rashi, that we learn the Seder of Shemoneh Esrei Batfillah, three brachas of Shevach, and then the brachas of Bakasha from Atachonin until Shamei Tefillah from Shlomo Melech and Sefer Melachim. Who said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Beis HaMikdash Lashmuel Arina. Arina is the praise. Vela Tfila. Tfila is the Bakasha. And the Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, he's mitzayin to look later on in Daflam Beis. Says there, Darash Rav Simloi, L'olim Misadur M'shvach HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'akach Yisbal. First he should be mitzayin the Shevach of Hashem. And then Davin. V'nolim, how do I know this from Moshe? As it says, V'eschanan El Hashem Beis Hehi. Then it says, the first Moshe Rabbeinu praises Hashem, and then he asks. So it makes sense that what Yikiv Eger's kasha is, that if Rav Simloi is darshaning this from a pasuk that's said in Taurus Moshe, then why does the Braisa learn it from a pasuk by Shlomo, the Shmuel Arena, V'yala Tfila? The Rif also brings our Braisa, and also the Jerusha of Simloi. The Rush also copies it. The Tornar Achaim explains that Reb Simloi was talking about Psugei Dezimra before Shachris. Maybe that's the Rush, the way the Rush and the Rif learn. So they're talking about two different things. Not Shemoneh Esrei, but alone. Then you start with Shevach and then Bakasha. First Psugei Dezimra and then Shemoneh Esrei. Look in the Ma'adon Yontav and the Rush. However, in the Gemara Maseches of Zohar it says, L'olam yisadar adam shvachu shal makom v'achach yispal menolam Moshe Rabbeinu. Tichsiv Hashem alakim atach ilos elorot esavtach, etc. Tichsiv batzrei abrona v'eretz eretz atola. First he praises Hashem, how great he is, and then he asks to go into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, what does it mean yisadar shvachu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shalosh brachas rishonos, the first three brachas. Avos gevurot k'dushas Hashem. It's not tefillah, it's a shevach. And then B'shar brachas, Rashi says, Yesh divrei tchina tefillah. Then there's a request. So it's mafurish b'divrei Rashi that this drasha of Simlai is to teach us Shemoneh Esrei itself. So we have Lahedya, that Rav Simlai is arguing with our braisa that says you learn from Shlomo HaMelech l'shmuel arina v'la tefillah. We have an argamar here, Lamed Aleph. The Shmuel Arena Vela Tefillah is the source for Shemoneh Esrei's first praising and then asking. Whereas if Simlai holds, no, the source is Moshe Rabbeinu. But if it's a machlokes, then why don't we bring Rav Simlai in our sugya to tell us it's a machlokes? And we only bring him at the end of the sugya, Agav Inyan Tefillas Moshe Likanes L'Eretz Yisrael. So it would seem then that the Gemara is coming to show us, teach us, that Rav Simloi's words were not accepted lahalacha, and we pass on like the Brice in our sugya, which is written in Tosefta and Brachos and Paragimel, and also in Dvarim Rab at the beginning of Parashas Veschana. But if so, it's shver. What's the machlokas to Rav Simloi in this Brisa? And why was the Gemara machriya? Why did the Gemara decide, like our Brisa, and not like Rav Simloi? Why do we reject Rav Simloi? We have to understand this. So, more of a rabbi, Rabbi Gomer Yaakov Dovin Hamnik, explained this phallus, that the our sugi and the Tosefta are holding like the Medrash Dvarim Rabba Parshas Veschan and Beis Ches. Tachilosa, Amar Ruvain, Amar Moshe Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Ata Ose Likach, Ata Tchalta Lavo Etzli Minayin, Shneimar Vayar Malach Hashem Elav Elav Esh Mitoch Hasneh. So according to this medrash, Ata Achilos is not a shevach lefnei atfila. It's part and parcel of the tefila itself. In other words, there's a taina of Mishagadaldoti, you raise me up, Hashem, Ata Morideni. You're going to bring me out? You're going to bring me down now? For Kadosh Baruch already comes to me by the snare, the medrash says, made me big. So what's the point of bringing me down? And Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz explained so nicely that the taina of Moshe was that in that shlichus of the snare, he told him to save the Jewish people, to bring them to Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. And if he's not going to be Zohar to come now to Eretz Israel, he wasn't Makayim the first Shlichus properly. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mata Achilosa. Don't stop me from being Makayim the Shlichus, the original Shlichus that I had. Because that's why when I started being a Navi, that's when I started being a leader, that's when you came to me at the Sneh. So it all depends on this beginning. So this, since this is part of the Tefillah, there's no Shevach and then Tefillah. This is part and parcel of the tefillah. Tachilos is part of the tefillah. It's not a shemach and then tefillah. And therefore we can't learn from the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu to teach us how the Shemoneh Esrei should be first praise and then request, because that wasn't the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Rav Simloi argues, and he holds no, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't coming with a taina, he was coming with Torah Shevach. First he was praising, and then he was asking, Tachilos, you show me how great you are. But it's hard to understand. Why doesn't he agree, Rav Simloi, that Ata Achilosa is a taina that he should go into Eretz Yisrael? And instead, Rav Simloi came to the conclusion that this is just a shevach before he's mevakish tzrachav. So, we'll start with a question, and that is, why in all of the shlichus of Parsha Shmos is it not mentioned at all that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the Jewish people to the land that he swore to give to their forefathers? Hashem said to Moshe, "Vered la'tzilo mi'ad Mitzrayim ha'alotzom en aretz ahi al aretz tov ha'rochava al aretz avatz chalav udvash ha'mokam ha'knani v'achiti v'amroi p'rizi v'achiti v'ayivusi." And then he says, "V'amor Shmos gemel yodzayin v'amor elas chameni mitzrayim mitzrayim." Nothing about the promise to give the land to his forefathers, and only at the beginning of Parshas Va'era, as part of the answer to the taina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, and now he mentions for the first time, only in Parshas Va'era, that there's a kiyum to the haftacha and shvuah that was given to Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and that this land is a moreshes avos. Zeh peleg gadol shetzarich biur rav. So Rav Hamnik explains that Rav Simloi has a new parish, and the Gemara in Shabbos says, "Amrish lakashachoshet b'ksherim loka begufo, chsi v'hein lo yaminu li." kame kuchibrichu, vagaya kame kuchibrichu, dem himne Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu was choshev b'ksherim, and he was loko b'gufo. Because he says, they're not going to believe in me. And God says, they are going to believe. Hashem says, hey ma'aminu b'nei ma'aminu, v'atayin son chavlam, and they're its believers, the sons of believers. And you in the end are not going to believe. They're ma'aminu, as it says, v'yamin ha'am. B'nei ma'aminu v'hamin b'Hashem. As it says by Avram. So they're b'nei ma'aminu b'nei ma'aminu. But you're not going to believe in the end. Yan lo ha'amantim, he didn't believe, by Midrash Chaf Yud-Beis. So the sheet of the sugi is that B'nai Yisrael were in a darg of Ma'aminim even before the Shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, Das Rashi in his Perish al Torah, Shmos David Gimel, that Bemis, they weren't in the darg of Ma'aminim, and the Tzaras of Moshe wasn't coming out Choshed B'ksherim, but because of the Chet of Lashon Hara. And that's according to the first day in B'Medrash Rabbah, in Medrash Rabbah, Parasha Gimel, Asid Gimel. Then Moshe Rabbeinu got Malchus for Lashon Hara. And the second day is that Moshe Rabbeinu got Malchus because he was Choshed B'ksherim. But the Talmud Bavli is like Reish Lakish. And that second day is like Reish Lakish in the Bavli. Meaning the first day is Lashon Hara. The second day is that it was Choshed B'ksherim. And our Gemara holds Choshed B'ksherim. And how does Rashi learn? Rashi learns that the Tzaras was Atz Lashon Hara. Not Atz Choshed B'ksherim. Like the other opinion in the Medrash Rabbah. So now it would appear that Rav Simlai holds like the first opinion. That the Jewish people were really not B'darga Shel Ma'aminim. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Choshed B'ksherim. And it emerged then that when it says in the Pasuk V'yamein Ha'am, that means is that Moshe Rabbeinu brought them to a state of Amunah. But beforehand they weren't Ma'aminim. And in this light, Rav Simlai explains the Seder of Parshish of Parshish Shmos and Parshish Va'era. And in Parshish Shmos, we tell about the first Shlichus, and Moshe Rabbeinu was sent as a Shliach and a Savior to save from this Matzav of Anius and Inui to a Matzav of Eretz Zavetz Chalav Udvash. That's Parshish Shmos. This is Atzala Gashmis. But the Aliyah Ruchnis, to be Zochan Eretz Yisrael, to be Shaykh to the Darg of Nachlas Avos, to be Buchinas, Hara Tesher Nishba Lavoseim, that has to wait until they get to a Darg of Emunah. So originally that wasn't mentioned because they weren't at the Madrega yet. So that had to wait till Parshas Ve'era, till they got to a state of Emunah. The Halak Dhamma of the story of the life of Moshe before he was chosen to redeem the Jewish people is coming to testify about this special quality that he has as a Matzil, as a Savior. That he was Matzil Ivri Miad Mitzri, he was Matzil Benos Yisrael from his shepherds, Ish Mitzri Hitzilano. So since he is holding by the avoda of being a Matzil, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and says to him, Ve'ered Lahatzilo Miad Mitzrayim, I'm going to go down and save you from the hands of the Egyptians. That it came time to save the Jewish people, and it's fitting to send a redeemer that has this tchuna, this quality of being a matzil. But after Moshe Rabbeinu was matzliach to wake them up and to elevate them to a darg of ma'aminim, the inyan haga'ula extended to include a ga'ula ruchnis v'pnimis. So originally he's saving them in gashmias. And now he's saving them in Ruchnias. And then there's Zochar Eretz Yisrael. Not only is Eretz Zavas Chal Udvash, a Gashmias Dika, Eretz, or even B'Torah Sa'aretz Asher Nishba La'Avosam, a Ruchnias Dika land. And that was what was Mischadish in Parshas Va'era. And therefore, the beginning of Parshas Va'era, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions for the first time in the end of Nachlas Avos. Because only then was Mischadish that now, in this Gula, they're going to be Zochar Eretz Yisrael B'Torah Nachlas Avos. As it's roi for ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, that they were zocha through the madrega of amein ha'am, that they believed to be mishtayech, to become shayech to the amunah service of ahem in Hashem. Now in the Gemara in Sanhedrin it says in Kufir Aleph Amar Aleph Amar Belozer Rabbi Yosi Adavaz enena manenash Moshe Rabbeinu shenemar me'az basi ha'par l'dav b'shim chahir ala mazeh amar l'okodesh baruch hu kam po'en iglesi ala v'ram yitzhak v'yakov lohir achor amidos etc. ועכשיו אתה עולה מלי ועצה לא הצלת שמח אתה סירה אשר יעשה לפארו וחמס פארו תורה ותרוב וחמס 31 מלאכים. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu complains to Hashem, from the time I come to speak to Paro, you've just done bad. And Hashem says to him, I appeared to Avram, to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, they didn't ask any questions on me, and you're already saying ועצה לא הצלת שמח, you didn't save, Now you'll see what I'm going to do to Paro, Hashem says. You're going to see the Mocham of Paro, but now with the 31 kings in Eretz Yisrael, you're not coming to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains, Ata Tira, now you see. Hapam Tira Neflal Shani Yosel, now you're going to see the wonders I do to them. So it's already Nigzar al Moshe Rabbeinu Besof Paro Shishmos, that he's not going to see the Neflos of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. And it's Mestaber, now that he's not going to see the Neflos, he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael at all. And Rashi ala Torah brings this Sugya, the end of Shmos, beginning of Eira. Therefore, it's a tema. What's the whole arichus in Parashas Chukas to say that Moshe and Aaron aren't coming to Eretz Yisrael because Yana Shalom Hamanta Bilakti Sheni, because of the main Meriva? It was already Nigzar al Moshe Besof Parashas Shmos, even before Gulas Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, that he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael and he's not going to see the war of the 31 kings to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So now we understand that according to Reb Simloi, there's a great terror to this Kasha. Originally, Moshe Rabbeinu was zocheh b'mamat hasneh to take part in the Gashmiyus Gula, and afterwards he was punished by losing this chus, because he accepted this chus, he received this chus because he had the mid of matzil, and therefore he was sent to be a shliach in the union of Ered Latzila. But after he tainted v'atzel lo itzalta samecha, he lost that chus. However, mitzad sheni, Moshe Rabbeinu was successful in arousing the Jewish people to be ma'aminim. And now it was mischadish, a new siba for the Geula Ruchnis, that there's zocha to the Geula of Nachlas Avos al Yidei Amunasim, Shenis Oirev, and Ischad Shem, and Ischazka, now that they have the special amuna. There's zocha to get the Eretz Avos. And if so, even though it was Nigzar al Moshe Rabbeinu that he has no schus of matzil to come into Eretz Yisrael as part of their physical redemption, however, now it was mischadish, the schus of being a ma'amin, because he aroused the Jews to believe by Yamein Ha'am, and he's over there a moment to go into Eretz Yisrael as part of the Gula, a Gula Ruchnis. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming in Parshas Chukas. And he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yana Shelo Hemanta Bilakti Sheni, so because you didn't sanctify my name, you didn't believe me to sanctify my name, you're losing the second schus now. The matzil you already lost because of Atzel Oitzalta, and now you're also losing the schus of being a Mamin, Asher Lo Hemantem. And that's the opinion of, that's how Reb Simloi is going to be learning the Psukim. And therefore, it makes sense to Reb Simloi to explain that Moshe Rabbeinu in his tefillah of Eschanan is not coming to ask for a schus gashmis that was only mischadish in a matzav of Bidiyavid, where the Jewish people weren't on the Madrega yet, and then it was cancelled afterwards. This schus gashmi and this schus doesn't exist anymore. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to resuscitate the schus of a Yamein Ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to ask Mechila for the Yan Lo Amantimbi to go into Eretz Yisrael as a Mani Gruchni to get the spiritual Gugula. That's why that schus, the spiritual side of Eretz Yisrael, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go in. And therefore, Rav Simloi can't explain that Ata Hachilosa is a tain of Moshe Rabbeinu that he should complete the shlichus that started at the Sneh, and that it's part of the Bakasha, like the other opinion we saw, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not asking to come into Eretz Yisrael as a result of that shlichus, but rather mitzad the new shlichus of Yamein Ha'am. And therefore, if Simloi is mechadesh that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying this Ata Hachilosa as a shevach, not as a hemshech of the Sneh, because the Sneh was anyway only b'diavad that it was the Gashmiyah side, and they lost it. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to resuscitate the Ruchniyah side, and therefore, since it has nothing to do with the Sneh, as the other opinion holds, that Ata Hachilosa, you started by showing me when you revealed yourself to me at the Sneh. So since Rav Simloi doesn't learn that way, Rav Simloi says this is a praise, and that's how you have to daven. First you praise, and then you ask. So al kopanim kum tois, we learn from all of this that there's a machlokas between Hachras Hashas and Talmud Bavli and Rabbi Simloi, that according to the Bavli, Bnei saw already on the Dag of Ma'aminim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to save the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, and therefore the Gemara says he was choshev b'ksheru when he says they're not believers. So already at the Sneh they were believers, but the fear of Simloi, they weren't yet believers. And that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe b'tchila shlichusa b'parsha shmos to bring Bnei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, that's only an in of Gulas Haguf, to bring them from Eretz of Shibud and Inui, to bring them to Eretz of Atzchala v'Dvash. And that also explains, as we said, the machlokas in the sugya, that our sugya is holding on Lamed Aleph in the Brayse and the Tosefta, that you learn praise and then request from Lishmol Arina Vela Tfila. And Rav Simloi learns from Ata Achilosa. But our sugya is holding that Ata Achilosa is not going to be a proof, because Ata Achilosa is part of the Bakasha. Saying, Hashem, finish what you started. You started this now. I want you to finish now. Let me redeem the Jewish people. But Rav Simloi doesn't learn that way, because Rav Simloi says that that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for the Gula Ruchnis. If he was learning that the Jewish people lost their, Moshe Rabbeinu lost his Gashmi Estikischus to be the Matzil, and now he wants to be Ma'or the Ruchni Estikischus, that he aroused the Jewish people to faith. Neferat Achilos, it can't be would finish what you started at the Sneh. It must be praise. First you praise, then you daven. That's why he holds first you praise, then you daven. But our sugya holds that originally they were ready on a madrig of ma'aminim, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was lokal choshe b'ksherim, that he said they're not going to believe because they were already believers. So that's Baruch Hashem phenomenal, and we should be zochel lo do lamed lishma v'lasa l'kaim is called the race of the Torah. So be ahava, amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.